64 degrees, 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. Let's bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Our markets are a little bit defensive overnight and this morning. Crude trade is up better than a dollar this morning, and the dollar is down about 26, both telegraphing a little bit of support for our commodity markets. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning, which is a little bit disappointing. Current price action, September corn is down 4.5 at 355 and a quarter. December corn is 369 and three quarters, down 4.5. And next year's December is down 2 3/4 at 398 and a quarter. Soybeans, September beans down 11.5 at 863 even. New crop November beans, 874 and three quarters, down 11 and a quarter. And next year's November beans, 917 and three quarters, down 7 3/4 as well. September wheat for Chicago is down 6 cents at 521 and a quarter. December wheat, 540.5, down 7 1/4. And next year, new crop July is 569, down 6, and down 6 even, sorry. Kansas City, wheat is down 9 1/4 basis to September at 525. December is 552.5, down 9 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, down 4 cents basis to September at 584 and 3/4. And December is 602 even, down 4 1/4. Livestock trade, cattle is down about 70 cents, and hogs down about a dollar. China delegation on trade talks arrived yesterday. No announcements really expected on the trade talks until tomorrow, but no official schedule is set that we know of. Pro Farmer Tour reflects record corn yields estimates, and the high soybean pod counts have been reported. More variability can be expected as the tour changes region into Iowa and Minnesota. So far, tour yields reported 179.2. Corn yield for Nebraska, well above last year's 165.4 and a 163.1 three-year average. Soybean pod counts for Nebraska came in at 1,299, up from 1,131 last year and 1,191 for the three-year average. On the eastern part of the tour, Indiana corn yields came in at 182.3 and up from 171.2 last year and 162.5 three-year average. The average soybean pod count, 1,312, well above the 1,169 from last year and 1,147 for the three-year average. Looking at the chart, wheat has broken down as funds appear to be trimming their long position. Corn and beans still appear to be in a downward correction that may take a little bit more time to complete. Looking at seasonal tendencies, it's tough to get price positive this time of year. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great week.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us this morning. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny, cooler, and less humid, a high of 76 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies and a low of 55 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.